Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. If you missed today's show, well, here's a best of what happened. Talking about, you know, a mistaken identity. Well, what started it was this woman who brought her dog into a business, noticed there were other dogs in there, and she thought it was a doggy daycare and left her dog there. The doggy daycare was across the street.
Right.
So, chime in. 888-9976. Michelle is with us. Now, you said this happened to you and your mother. What happened?
We live in Michigan, and we were on a road trip to see my sister in Illinois on the way on the other side of Illinois, and we got turned around in Chicago and ended up on a highway coming out of Chicago toward our destination. And we drove by a yard sale, had stuff all out in the front yard, and it was just huge. And so we turned around and we parked and we got out, and we're still talking, my mom and I, and not really paying attention, you know. We're walking around, and these people at the yard sale just stopped and froze and watched us for like 5 minutes. And I thought, this is really weird. Why are they looking at us and watching us? And finally, one of them come up to us and said, "This is not a garage sale. Oh. We're cleaning out our garage."
Oh, no!
We laughed for miles. We still laugh today, and that was many years ago.
Oh, so you're like going through their stuff and...
judging it. Yeah. Critiquing it.
Yeah. Can you imagine... Oh, this lawnmower is really cruddy.
Thank you.
So Michelle is in someone's yard going through their stuff when the owner of the house walks over and said, "This is not a yard sale." They were just cleaning out the garage. Yeah. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So we're talking about mistaken identity or a situation like that. Julie is with us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Tell us what happened.
A few years ago, my husband and I went to SeaWorld in Florida, and I was looking at an exhibit. I turned around, and he was across the street looking at another exhibit. I walked up to him, put my arm around his waist, and pulled him close, and I said, "Isn't this great, honey?" And he said, "It sure is, but it was a voice I didn't recognize."
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It was some old guy. He had the same color shirt and pants. He looked identical from the rear.
So how did the conversation progress from there? What was said next?
Well, I turned to look at him, and he was grinning from ear to ear. And I just jumped back like, I've been stung by a bee or something.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
Listener supported Family Life Radio or Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Have you noticed, gosh, if you just turn on your TV and turn on the news, that hope is needed now more than ever? And you can help provide that hope by helping keep Family Life Radio on the air. Now, I know this isn't why you would be giving the Family Life Radio, but maybe it's a reason to do it right now. You could win a $3,000 Visa gift card shopping spree when you get involved before it starts. That's $1,500 for you, $1,500 for a friend in need. But time is running out before our fall fundraiser starts next week. And you are needed to be one of 300 people to give that $30 a month level, the most popular giving level, before the fundraiser begins to help Family Life Radio get off to a great start. And we'll just be real with you, little behind where we need to be to keep your station on the air. Would you take that step of faith and pick up that phone, call 888-888-9976. You can give online at myflr.org. Amy in New Mexico gave. She says, "Family Life Radio makes me feel like I'm not alone. And I'm so thankful I'm able to give. I don't have a lot of money. Both my son and I have disabilities, but everything I'm able to give, the Lord provides back. And I don't ever miss it. I just encourage other people to do the same thing and trust the Lord." I'll just be real with you. I'm involved in the disabled community because my daughter is disabled. And a lot of times they don't have a lot of money. And here she is with her disabled child giving and asking you, can do the very same thing. And I'm being real with you. We've had people call our donor relations department. They're literally crying, saying, I'm so sorry, I have to stop giving because of the way the economy's, things that have happened. Asking you, maybe you've never given before. What a great opportunity right now. Can you hop on board at just $30 a month? Or maybe you've given the past and you let it lapse. No one's angry or mad at you. Okay, just come on back. We'd love you, beep, beep, back it up. Come on back. We'd love to have you hop on board again. Just $30 a month or more. Maybe give that leadership gift, maybe $1,000. That'd be fantastic. Wherever God has you giving, you will really help out right now. Can we get three more people to call in at 888-888-9976? Or you can go online at myflr.org. Can you do it now in the next 5 minutes? That would really help out. All right, myflr.org or call 888-888-9976. Just take that step of faith. Follow God. Don't do it because I'm telling you. Is he tugging on your heart? Is this your moment right now? Again, 888-888-9976, and thank you.
Hey, I'm Josh Baldwin. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio. As a listener-supported ministry, God is using you to be a part of a story of a life changed.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org. Thank you for making hope possible.
That moment you realize you're becoming your parents. Oh, my. It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. So, what was it for you? Now, you got a text that just came in.
Oh, I did. It said, when I heard myself saying to my son, because I said so.
Oh, man. Famous parental saying.
Mike from Saginaw.
That's true, yes. Or I heard, as long as you're sliding your knees under my table, young man.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so what was it for you? You can call us at 888-888-9976 or text us like that person did at 58326. Family Life Radio, who's this?
My name is Daniel. I'm calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
All right, Daniel, have you become your parents?
I do share various different characteristics that they always displayed, and I thought they were quite annoying growing up.
Oh, so what are we talking about?
The one thing that was really the aha, I got you moment, my dad had this thing. He would do this dorky white boy dance at the kitchen sink while eating peanut butter crackers.
Okay. All right.
I think I can picture it.
And you're doing the same dance?
I caught myself doing the same thing.
Family Life Radio, we are Kankel, Fritz, and friends. It's time for that good news of the day. We'd love to hear yours. Call us right now, 888-888-9976. Anthony is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I was a drug addict for 12 years and homeless and living in my car. And now I'm 49 days sober and trusting Jesus and, going to my meetings and everything. And I just praise God that I'm sober today.
That's awesome. So how is life different now?
So I just have a peace of mind and comfort in my heart. And I'm closer to Jesus. I listen to Family Life Radio every day. And I have a good job, I'm happily married. I got my own place now.
That's quite the turnaround. What was the catalyst for that?
Just, I didn't want to be miserable anymore or be living in addiction. And I want to be able to help other addicts as well.
I love that.
So for somebody who's really struggling right now, what would you say to them?
I would say trust Jesus. It's a process and it's progress, not perfection. So if you don't make it on the first try, always get back up and dust yourself off because God is worthy and he loves us.
Amen.
Progress, not perfection. So true. Hey, we got to hear your good news. Tell us what's going on. Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. And thank you. Family Life Radio, it's Kankel, Fritz, and friends. I can't imagine going through this. Danielle is with us, taking care of her mother who has dementia.
I'm sorry, I'm getting my voice back. So I worry that as time goes on, she will forget who I am or something like that. But that is a reminder for me that she will remember me.
She remembers you now, but you're afraid that someday she won't.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't find Family Life Radio until 3 months ago when I started taking care of her. And that's when I found God again. So that's the point that I'm trying to get to, I guess, is that Family Life Radio has helped us out a lot in this story. Just, it made me want to call and tell you guys thank you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Because, I mean, it really brought me back to God.
Family Life Radio brought you back to God.
I did find God again, and this is just 3 months ago, and in just these 3 months, I am such a different person. I'm at a Bible study. I go to church every Sunday. I the relationship I have with God, I can lean on Him. I trust Him.
Wow.
More than I ever have. And this is coming from someone who used to say, has actually spoken the words, "I hate you," to the very Lord that I now love more than anything.
What a change.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm trying to cry now, but it's been incredible. Like I said, the whole time you guys were doing the fundraiser, I wanted to call so bad, but my fiance is the only one working. But I did devote my time to prayer, and I pray for each of the families that were able to give and the ones that weren't.
Well, that's all we ask.
Well, we appreciate you too. And, you know, as soon as we are in a position, you bet we will do everything we can to help.
Thank you, Danielle. Wow, what a change. She was not living for Jesus, starts taking care of her mom with dementia, starts listening to Family Life Radio, gives her heart back to the Lord. Now she's living for Him. And we're just asking you today, could you help give to keep Family Life Radio on the air? She says she can't give during the fundraisers. She's been praying that others could give in her place. Is that person you? Could you stand in the gap for her right now? Would you take that step of faith, pick up the phone? I know this isn't why you're giving, but if you give right now, you could win a $3,000 Visa shopping spree. That's two $1,500 gift cards, one for you, one maybe to give to a friend in need. Maybe if you're in need, you could keep it all. That's up to you. But here's what the need is: to get 300 people hopping on board at that $30 a month level before the fundraiser begins. And it starts next week. So we're running out of time for you to get in the running to win this. Would you do it right now? Here's that number, 888-888-9976, or go to myflr.org. Again, that's 888-888-9976. Can we get four people? Will you be one of four right now to do that $30 a month or more? A lot of people hop on board saying, you know what? I got your 30. I saw someone doing $50 a month or more, or that $100 a month more level. We call that a centurion. You're doing $100. Thank you for doing that, by the way. Again, 888-888-9976, 888-888-9976. Why not take that step of faith, stand in the gap? She couldn't give. She's praying for those that can. Would that be you? And if you can't give, hey, can you pray for those that might be able to, that God would move on hearts? Would He move on yours right now? One more time, that number, 888-888-9976, or myflr.org.
Family Life Radio, it's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you.
Found this, just adorable things that kids say. They actually make a lot of sense in a weird way.
Yeah.
I love perspective from your children. If you've got something like this, we got to hear it. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. For example, butter is like lotion for waffles.
Oh, that's good.
And I think waffles need a lot of that lotion. A
lot of lotion,
exactly.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a peanut butter and maple syrup guy.
Oh,
it's like a candy bar.
Yes, that sounds really, really good. How about this one? Straws? They're like elevators for drinks to your mouth.
Yeah, I get that.
Think about it.
I think it's more of an escalator. But,
escalator. Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this, trees are bird airports. I kind of get that.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine being the air traffic controller?
For birds.
Not just birds. The hummingbirds.
Oh, the hummers.
All right, well, you're in the wrong airspace here. Oh, you turn sharp left turn.
Dive bomb.
Yeah, right. Family Life Radio, it's Kankel, Fritz, and friends, and it's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
What's bringing you joy? We gotta hear from you. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Jessica is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I was listening and you were talking about Joyce You know, some people think that when they're going through something really bad, they can't find any joy in it. My mom was recently diagnosed with renal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking care of her 24/7, and it's been quite a challenge for both of us. But, you know, every day I try to find something good within the day. But when I was growing up, me and my dad were super close. And me and my mom just, I was hard-headed. I gave her a hard time. And the last probably 5 years, we've gotten super, super close. A closeness I never even imagined that we would have.
Mm.
Even though I know she's terminal, my joy is knowing that I finally have the relationship I should have had with my mom. And I appreciate all of her stories and all the stuff she tells me every day so that I can try and keep those memories alive.
So what do you think it is during this whole process that made that happen or made you guys closer?
When my mom got sick a while back, I started seeing things in her and her appreciation for what I did for her. She would talk about how different I am. And I just think that God pulled me closer to her. And we've just built this relationship that it's just kind of hard to even explain sometimes.
Well, enjoy these days with her. And if and when God calls her home, no regrets.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You finished well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I told her she raised me well.
Oh,
that's a mom's greatest blessing right there.
Yeah, that's true. So what's bringing you joy? We got to hear your joy report. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio has been with me through an abusive marriage, drug and alcohol abuse, which I'm recovered now, 14 years, thank you, Jesus. And now I'm unemployed, but I've been contributing now to Family Life Radio. And I just want to say, because I'm unemployed, I've had to decrease my giving, but I will never stop giving. But I want to ask those who have the capacity and ability to give that if you'll please continue to give, because I need this ministry. It ministers to my heart, my soul, and my spirit and keeps me on track. Thank you.
Well, I can hear the emotion in her voice, how much the station means to Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just amazing. Hey, just a heads up, Family Life Radio is listener supported. That means people just like you give to keep the ministry on the air. And our fall fundraiser starts next week. Will you get involved?
You have an opportunity to win a $3,000 Visa shopping spree. That's $1,500 for you and $1,500 to give to a friend.
Yeah, we're trying to get things started off on a strong foot before Share-a-thon even begins. Be so amazing. Super simple to give. You can go to myflr.org and call 888-888-9976.
Yeah, so would you be one of 300 people at $30 a month? Can you do that right now? Take that step of faith, pick up the phone. You know, we've heard it time and time again. I put on my, you know, debit or credit card. I didn't even miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just entered God's economy. And listen what Carolyn said.
But I want to ask those who have the capacity and ability to give that if you'll please continue to give, because I need this ministry.
Well, maybe you feel the same way. Well, why don't you call right now? In fact, we need four people to hop on board at that $30 a month level. Would that be you? Maybe you haven't given in a while. What a great opportunity to come back. Or maybe you've never done this before. Here's that phone number, 888-888-9976, or go to myflr.org looking for four people total, $30 a month. Will you be one of those? Again, 888-888-9976. Would you call right now? Someone's going to that $3,000 shopping spree. Might as well be you.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.